Hi, this is Heath Chesters with Inside Spanish Football and the official English Twitter of Granada CF. I'm delighted today to be joined by striker Odion Ighalo, and we've got lots of questions for him today. So let's get started. Odion, it's good to see you. How are you doing at the moment?
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay, getting ready for the game this weekend against Malaga.
Feeling good and fit and ready?
Yeah, I'm fit and ready. The game will be a tough game because it's a derby game. And Malaga is a good team, you know, so just need to work hard this weekend, work extra hard to get it.
Give it 110%, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with your early career back in Nigeria. And as a young footballer in Nigeria, your first opportunities came with Prime and Julius Berger, yeah? Was it always your dream to play football as a child?
Yeah, it was my dream when I was little, you know, training and working out back there, and my parents supported me, you know, so it was an opportunity to train with, play the friendly game against Julius Berger with my grassroots team back then, you know, and I did so well. Then the coach back then, Julius Berger, Coach Fatai Amau, invited me for a tryout there with the team, Julius Berger. I was so young then, you know, so. And I passed the tryout, then they signed me, you know, so. And I have a good season there when I played some games and scored some goals, and some teams wanted to buy me then, you know, but Prime then they want me because they want to make business with me, you know, so they have to buy me from Julius Berger. Then I was invited to the national team back then. Then even when I was in the national team camp, I have an offer outside. I have to leave the national team camp to travel to Oslo for a trial with Lin Oslo, because then they just sell Chinedu, Abasi, Obuke. Then I went there and I passed the trial then and signed for the team there in Lin Oslo. Then I signed a 3.5 years contract, but I only played 10 months there because I was.
Well, that was it was probably a big change for you moving from Nigeria to Norway. Certainly with the climate, yeah. To get used to, and not just that the language and perhaps differences culturally as well to get used to.
Yeah, I really want to work hard, you know, because when I left Nigeria, I know bad. There in Nigeria is very hard, you know, so for me to get opportunity to play in Europe, I have to give my extra best to move, you know. So when I get to Oslo, it was kind of difficult in the start, you know, because for me coming from Nigeria and playing on minus 23 degrees, minus 25 degrees outside, something crazy for me. And training outside, you see the snow everywhere. I said, no, I can't do this, but I know what I'm looking for, you know, because if I look back, then Nigeria is somehow difficult, you know, so that's why I said, no, I have to work hard. No, this is my career, this is what I love doing, this is what I choose to do, you know. I've been doing this since when I was young. This is my dream to play in Europe, you know. I can't give up now, I have to keep on pushing.
And that was the big opportunity for you to get your foot in the door with the European club, yeah?
Yeah, so I keep on working now, training, listening to instruction, and with the help of God, again, I managed to cope there, and I did well. And 10 months of the next year bought me.
So that was your next move then, because obviously your performances in Norway with Lin had generated a lot of interest nationally from other clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
In Norway, and also from quite a few clubs again around Europe.
So, yeah, yeah.
But it was eventually Udinese that made the best offer, I imagine. And what was it? What was the main attraction for the move to Italy with Udinese from Norway?
Well, when I was playing back then in Lin, I have close to 8 to 10 offers, you know, including Ajax then and a lot of clubs. Even in Norway, like 4 or 5 clubs then wanted to buy me, even in Russia and all that, you know. But I was attracted to Udinese because I've played in Norway and I've seen, I want to test other experience outside, you know, because for me, I think Norway was a start for me then, you know, so, and I was doing well. I said, no, let me try one of the best league, because Italian league is one of the best league in the world. And before I signed, I chose Udinese. The president really called me, Gino Poz called me, because if you really want something, you have to go for it, you know. out of all the offers I had then, it's only Gino that called me, tell me, this is the project and this is what we want. You're a young boy, this is what we want, this is what you... So he explained so many things. I was feeling better that if
so he'd explain everything in a lot of detail.
The president to call me and tell me his plans and all that. I said, no, no matter what, even locomotive, I offered times three of what Udinese are offering me then. But I said, no, I want to move to Italy. Udinese, I spoke to the president and this is what he has and I've seen the project and all that. So that's why I decided.
So it was the idea of the project in the long term that was the biggest selling point.
Yeah.
And that's interesting because that brings me on to how you ended up here in Granada, really, because in the summer of Udinese, in the summer of 2009, Udinese and the Pozzo family basically saved Granada from extinction. And then the next thing we know, there's a lot of players coming to Granada from Udinese to form the new project at Granada, and one of those players was yourself. Now, obviously, at the time, Granada were playing in the third tier of Spanish football in Segunda B4. When you were presented with the chance to come to Granada, what were your thoughts at the time, and had you heard much about Granada at all? Did you know much about them?
Yeah, after my first season in Italy with Udinese, I didn't play much because there were a lot of strikers there, good strikers. We have Di Natale, we have Fabio Quagliarella, we have Simone Pepe, Floro Flores, Alexis Sanchez, a lot of strikers. So it was difficult for me to have enough game there, you know. So after the league, my agent told me, Udinese, the president wanted to talk to me, Gino. So we had a meeting, he was telling me about, I said, I don't know anything about Spanish, I don't know anything about Granada. He said, the Granada is playing in third division and all that. So first I said, no, I have to leave the first division in Italy to go back to third division. But
it's probably a big step down.
Yeah. I was thinking about it, you know, so because I really have faith, I believe so much in God and all that. I said, no. Sometimes in life you have to take two steps back and take three forward, you know. So I thought about it so much. First, I didn't want it. So I said, no, if this is what's going to bring my career up, I have to go there and work out. Because Gino said they want to take this team to the first division. Yeah. That they know with quality players like me and all that, we can take this team forward. I said, okay, if this is the project, I'll come and do my best. So I joined the team after the World Cup under 20 in Egypt. I joined the team and the league is already on. I think I played 27 games then with 17 or 18 goals then. So we gained promotion and I was so happy because I scored one of the most important goals that took the team to the second division. So I was very happy back then and that's where things took off.
And this is the thing, it's been an amazing adventure for yourself, for everybody at the club, for the fans in the last 4 years, and particularly after your first season, then in the second season, although you didn't get as many goals as your first season, nobody can deny that they were important goals, and certainly I think a memory that will live a long time with Granada fans is that goal in Elche. So, I mean, What are your thoughts on the adventure that you've had in the last 4 years at Granada?
Well, I would say I'm living my dream now because when I was back then in Nigeria, I was watching the Spanish league and I was thinking which day I'm going to play in this league and all that. You know, and look at me here playing in La Liga, one of the best leagues in the world. Living my dreams, you know, playing alongside the best player in the world, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, is one of the... I don't think I can live any other dream more than that again, you know, because if you can't say the Spanish league is the best, it's one of the best because they play good football here. So now I know I've worked hard. If you count how many players in the team now, I'm one of the oldest players here because I've been here 4 years now. Helping the team from third division to first division, so I know more about, and the fans here loves me too much, the president, everybody, the city, I know it so well, everybody loves me here, so I'm comfortable and okay here.
And that's probably been one of the important things for you, is an element of stability as well, now that you've been here for four seasons.
Yeah, it's I'm stable here because even when the season ends last season, I have a lot of offers to leave, you know. Even the president here, no, Gino, no. I was in Italy then, doing pre-season with Udinese and all that, because after the season, Gino wants me to come back to Udinese. For me, I wanted to move because I have to try other adventure, you know. But Udinese, they are not ready to sell me yet. They have a lot of offers. Even my agent, I was worried that I want to move. They said, no, they can't allow me to go and all that. No. Then I got injured when I was...
In pre-season,
yeah. Got injured 2 weeks before the league start, and I was there. So then the offer for me to come back to Udinese comes up, and I was thinking, no. But when I remember my past year, the memories I've had here, the fans, mostly it's the fans here are the one who propelled me to come back to this team, and the president, the director, because if you come to the game and watch one grandad is playing at home, the way they chant my name, it's incredible.
And that must be a marvelous feeling when you've got 20,000 fans here.
It's marvelous. I don't need any other thing in the camp of Leeds. It gives me more zeal to work hard, to score goals, and to please the fans, you know, because they're always there for me, even when the goals was not coming, even when I was not playing well. They are still happy with me. They are still sharing me up. So they are one of the reasons I'm here today. I'm happy and
because they know that you're giving the effort and you're trying all the time.
And I really thank them for their support over my stay here in Granada. They've let me feel welcome. I'm not a Spanish. They accept me with open arms, and I'm like a Spanish now in Granada.
You're a local
citizen
now.
Of yeah. Granada. So.
And that's one of the things, because obviously because of your time here and the crucial goal that you've scored in the last 4 years, the fans call you the legend.
Yeah,
you're 23 years old, and already fans of a club are calling you a legend. Now, how do you feel about that? Is it something that you really feel, like you've just said, boosts your performance, or does it add more pressure sometimes? Or
sometimes, you know, why I say add more some pressure sometimes, because you know, when it's always difficult with the team here, I always do something, but it's not by my power, you know, with the team's collections and with the grace of God too, you know, like when we gained promotion from third division to second division, I scored the important goals. The second division to the first division, I scored the goal in H and we get promotion. Last season, we are battling in relegation. We need a win to remain in La Liga, played at home to Espanyol. Yeah, I scored the 2 goals that gave them. So that's why they started calling me Leon. When it mattered most, I always showed up and all that. Sometimes it gives me pressure because now we are battling in...
Battling again.
And every day I got more than 200 messages. And feel, hey, what's going on there? Trust me, they know I can do it again and all that. So sometimes it gives me pressure, you know, that it's... People believe in me and all that. That I have to go into the field. I have to score. And it's kind of pressure for me because I just want to score and win the game for them to come.
This is it, like you say. It's a collective thing, isn't it? And the whole team has to perform, not just the strikers.
Yeah.
And you score goals against big teams. You scored this season at home against Barcelona. So we know you can get the goals. It's just obviously the whole group thing,
yeah.
is the most important aspect of what's ultimately a team game.
Yeah, it's a team game, you know, because without my teammates, I can't do it alone. So, I don't know, I appreciate my teammates, which I've been playing for the past 4 years, that have been so good to me. We've been working as a team, working hard, and I know this season we're going to still work out to the end, because it's remaining 5 games we'll have to fight hard to the last day. So,
obviously, You would like to be in the starting 11 every game, like any player,
yeah.
But obviously sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes you can't always do that.
Mm.
Obviously, it's disappointing sometimes to be sat on the bench, but as a part of the squad, are you happy enough to accept that role that sometimes you're not going to be in the starting 11 and there's going to be rotation with the other players?
You know, we footballers are sometimes selfish, you know, we just want to play every game, even though we are not fit, even though we are not okay, we just want to play. But me, I've played enough games this season, and last season I've played enough, you know, so when I first started my career back then, so sometimes it always bother me. I'm always disturbed. I want to play. Now is the coach's decision. I just have to go out to the trainer and work hard, you know. If the coach say I'm working hard and he wants me to play, I will give my best. But if he say no, you're not playing today, I have to support my teammate that is playing so that when I have the opportunity to, I will do well. Like the last game I didn't play against, I didn't start the game against Espanyol, but I was there sharing my teammate up because it's a collective thing, you know. So sharing them up, and we have to win this game. And when we win, it's for everybody, not me alone. I'm not looking only my side. The coach have to make the final decision who's going to play. And for me, it's just for me to train out, go out there and run every day with my strength and do everything. And in the game too, I have to work out too and show the people that I can play.
There's obviously been some great moments for you at Granada over the last few years. Do you have any? I mean, obviously the goal against Elche that clinched promotion to the Premier is perhaps the most popular moment for the Granada fans for you. But are there any moments, including that, that you would pick as particular favourite moments during your last 4 years here at Granada?
Yeah, like you said, the goal against Alcorcón that gave us promotion to second division, the goal against Elche that gave us to first division, and the goal last season again that gave us permanent stays. It's my incredible moment there, because I would say that's one of the best moments in my career, you know, because I've not won any trophy before, and getting promotion is, you can imagine the whole city in this place when we get promotion to first division. You will know that it's
35 years later.
After 35 years, you see old women, men, they are crying, tears of joy, happy. The whole city is red and white, you know. So that's kind of joy for me and my family back home, because my mom too was sharing tears that he can't believe that his son was...
That's my boy.
Yeah, that's my boy. So appreciated in the land of foreigners, you know, because it's difficult, you know. Yeah. So I'm so happy. My family back home are happy, and the people here in Granada are happy. So it gives me joy, you know.
We're here in the Liga, playing against the best teams in Spanish football, and it's been a struggle at times for the team, as we've touched on. Are yourself and the players full of confidence for the battle in these last five games to go?
Yeah, you can see our last two games, because for the past eight games we've not won, we've been doing bad, you know. But you see our last two games how we play, you know, because we really talk to each other, we know we can do it. But sometimes things go wrong. You don't have nothing to do. But you just have to keep on working, you know, because it's working now that is the only way you can change the situation. And for the last two games, we've worked hard and we've got 4 points. And I know we can save from this relegation zone. We have to keep on the good work on Saturday to fight hard, work hard, and we know at the end of the season we'll be happy together.
It's just a case of forget about what's already gone.
Yeah.
Keep yourself linked for the road ahead.
Yeah, because you can't change what has already passed, you know, because all those results are passed. You just have to think what is ahead of us, you know, games by games. You know, we're playing on Saturday, we have to concentrate on Saturday. Then after on Saturday, we'll think about the next game. Then after the league, we'll
keep going one match at a time. Obviously, the team's recently had the training camp at Marbella, the week before last and the week before for a few days again before the Espanyol game, and obviously the team probably deserved a hell of a lot more after the performance against Valladolid. I couldn't believe Granada didn't win that game. And then you got your rewards against Espanyol with the victory away there, which was a big win. Do you think that the training camp at Marbella has helped bring more team unity? Has it helped perhaps do things you couldn't perhaps work on normally in the glare of different media at different training sessions and things?
Yeah, you know, when we're always in camp like that, we're more closer than when we are now, when we just finished training, we'll just go and all that. So yeah. I think it helps, and again, talking to each other, we talk to ourselves and all that helps a lot, you know, because you can see the game against Valladolid, we did really well, you know. It's just a matter of luck, you know, because Valladolid only have one chance, that is the free kick, and they scored.
It was a great free kick, but it was their only shot on goal.
Yeah, only shot on goal. And we have a lot of chances and could not convert it because it was very hard for us that it was being unlucky. The camp really helped, you know, because bringing us more close together, working together and all that. I would say, yes, it helps because we got results, you know. After the first campaign we play at home, we got result. The second campaign we got result. I would say it helps.
Do you think a training camp like that helps you to get to know more about your teammates and get to learn things about your teammates, become friends more off the field?
Yeah.
Because you're spending more time outside of training?
Yeah. It will give us more bond together, relax together, talk together. Everybody will now speak his mind, you know, knowing which is your problem and what's wrong and all that. But when we are here after training, everybody goes to his own. Nobody knows what's in his mind. Nobody knows what's in one's mind. Everybody is speaking outside there. But when we are together, we work together, we talk together, we go to eat together, we go inside together. Everything we do it together. So the unity is there, and you can see we fight for each other in the field of play and do our best to.
So it's been an important part of the planning for this season. Now, obviously, with Malaga this weekend, I can remember you scored in the home game last season in the 2-1 victory. You scored the opening goal. They pulled one back, and then Inigo Lopez scored the winner. It's a big local derby match, obviously, against Malaga. Another important game for Granada in the battle of the last five games. What do you make of Malaga this season? Obviously, they've done well with the Champions League run. But obviously, it's another good chance for Granada to get 3 points at home against a team who've touched wood, never won at Nueva Los Caminos.
Well, Malaga is a good team, you know. They play Champions League this year and they are doing well now. You can see where they are in the table. But it's possible for us to win this weekend if we fight hard as we've been fighting. We know it's going to be a tough game because it's a derby game. We know they're a good team. We just need to concentrate and keep calm and work out till the 90 minutes. I know we're going to get result, you know, because every game in La Liga is difficult. So we know Saturday we're going to be more difficult, but we have to fight hard and we know we can win because we won last season and we don't have to dwell in that result. You know, we have to make sure this season we work hard more and win the game.
And obviously we're expecting the stadium to be full at Nueva Los Caminos, which it, to be fair, it has been for pretty much every match this season, and obviously especially right now. How much do the players feel the support when they're out on the pitch?
Well, we always happy when the fans is the field is filled, you know, but this season we've not got a good result at home because we have won more away than at home. But we hope we can turn the table around this weekend, you know, because we have to give the fans what they want, you know, and we have to fight hard. And with the support of the fans, you know, we have to do well and get a trip on.
And the last three games at home this season, including this one, you've got the Malaga game, Osasuna, who are a direct rival, and Getafe, who probably have nothing to play for at that point, but they might still be pushing for Europe, so obviously the support of the fans is going to be crucial to keep urging the players forward,
Yeah, it's going to be crucial because if you can see the table, I think we just need like more 6 or 7 points to be safe.
Because everybody's got difficult games.
So I think if we win this weekend, it will give us a step closer to a very, very big step closer to safety. You know, so that's why we have to work hard this weekend and get a 3 point.
And not to mention that, obviously, another win, a back-to-back win, would give you the belief not just that you've got more of a cushion again, but you can go out and win the rest of the games, irrespective of what's happening below. You don't have to look out over your shoulder so much yet.
Yeah. I think if we win on Saturday, it's a big advantage for us to boost the confidence of the team, you know, because, you know, Winning games will give you more confidence that you can win anywhere, you know. But when you lose a game and all that, everybody's been down and it's difficult to boost the morale and go out and win. If we win this weekend, I think it will give us more confidence to go outside and play, even though we would say we're going to lose, but we're going to play our life out, you know. So I think win this weekend will give us a very big boost.
And obviously, this is your fourth season on loan at Granada, and although it might be difficult to say at this stage, obviously you're still contracted to Udinese. Would you like to return to Granada next season, or is it too early to say at this stage?
Well, I would say Granada is like my second home, you know, so, and I still have 2 years contract with Udinese. After this season, after the vacation, I'm going to report back to the Udinese because I have contract with them. Then when I sit down with my agent and speak, then I will know what to do. But for me, my first priority is to return to Granada because the people lost me. I'm okay. And if we save the league, if we are still in first division, I would like to remain here if Udinese did not sell me. But if I go back then, if I have good offers, we just have to sit down and discuss about it and we'll know what to do. But for now, it's too early to start saying about all this. You know, I just want to finish the season with a permanent stay in La Liga.
That's the most important thing in your mind at the moment. Obviously, saying that that Granada is like your second home, what is it you like most about the city, as well as the football and the love of the fans?
Yeah, I love the people here. They're always ready to help. I love the city. The weather too is very nice here. It's warm, not like in Italy and all that. So, and I like the city so much because it's not big, but it's very calm and peaceful. You know, so going out every day, coming in, and with no problems with nobody and all that. So, I'm very happy and I'm comfortable here.
And it's a nice sort of atmosphere for your family as well.
Yeah.
Because obviously, I know myself, you can go out into the city at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, and it's not like some cities around Europe where there's perhaps drunks and clubs emptying. Mm. There's families in the city at that time of night enjoying the atmosphere, and that must be important for you, for the comfort with your family.
Yeah,
as well
yeah.
as that, obviously, I've seen times when I've been out myself and some of the players have been out at a tapas bar, and yes, you might get one or two fans coming up and asking you for an autograph or for a photo, but there's not hordes of people pestering you, is there?
Yeah, really, in Granada, it's almost like that, you know, because the people know me so well here in Granada. I won't enter any place and people will not recognize me, you know. Sometimes in the street, I do sign autographs, sign T-shirts and all that, and snapping photos. I'm used to it because they love me. If they don't love me, they can't come to me and sign up. It's not every player they go to sign autograph and take photo with me because I've been here so long and they have know what I've done for the team and they appreciate that. And I love them for their support over me and they still give me the zeal to keep on working.
But it's a lot more laid back, yeah? A lot more laid back. We've got a selection of fans' questions for you. First of all, obviously, I think I already know the answer to this one. Who is your favourite football team?
Yeah, my favourite football team. I would say number one is my team I'm playing for now. After apart from that, I support Manchester United.
Manchester United. And how long have you been following them? From a little boy, or
I think when I was little, when they won the Champions League 1999, you know, even before that, I think I started supporting them in 98, I think so. And when I won the Champions League, and I was so happy back then because I was so young, so I was happy and keep on following them.
I mean, I've seen some of your friends on your Facebook saying, you know, one day, God be willing, you'll be playing for Manchester United, and a lot of your friends keep saying that because they know you follow the team. That would be a dream, surely? Yeah,
that would be. I would say that would be my.
Ultimate dream, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to describe that because my dream is playing in a Premiership, you know. So And I hope to play there very soon. And playing in a big team like Manchester, I think I already fulfilled all what I want in life, you know. So, because Man U is one of the big teams in the world, if not the biggest team in the world. So it's every player's dream to play there. And I know one day, by God's grace, if I keep on working out and have more luck, I might play there.
Okay. Fingers crossed, eh?
Yeah.
Do you have any particular favourite players that you admire most of all in football? Any stars or
no,
even not so known players?
I would say Samuel Eto'o is one of the player I love watching when he was playing back there in Barcelona and all that, because people call me Eto'o too, you know. So it's kind of my role model. I like watching Cristiano Ronaldo, Ronaldinho. The Ronaldo in Brazil too. They are great players, great strikers, you know. So I kind of learned one or two things from them too. So.
It's interesting you mentioned in the comparison with Samuel Eto'o there, because sometimes when I've been talking to the Granadino press, because they want my sort of thoughts on different players at Granada as an outsider myself, working with the club and with an English media, sometimes they've tried to put me on the spot and say, how do I compare certain Granada players? And for yourself, I once said, you're a mix between George Weah and Les Ferdinand. I don't know if you got to see Les Ferdinand play for Newcastle at times, because of your technical ability, but also your presence physically as well. Do you ever like comparisons like that, or do you just prefer to think of yourself, I'm me, I don't want to be compared to anybody else?
No, actually everybody wants to be himself, you know. I really want to work hard if I have the opportunity to be more than Samuel Eto'o to do. But you look these people to inspire yourself where you want to be in the next few years, you know. Samuel Eto'o is a good player, he's a good striker. When he plays, when he runs, when he scores, you see, I want to tap something from what he's doing. You know?
It's more something you can learn from.
Yeah, something I can learn to be more than him tomorrow if I have the opportunity and if I have luck. So
that's the main thing. Throughout, and that brings me on to the next question: is throughout your career so far, have you tried to emulate particular traits of players like Samuel Eto'o or like George Weah, or different other abilities that players, if you've seen something watching a match, you think, well, if I could practice that in training, you know, perhaps I can do something similar to that, and that'll add to my game. Is there any of those sort of aspects?
Yeah. Like I said, sometimes when I see it to play, with the way he runs, the way he runs behind the defenders and get the ball, free ball and score, I'll say yes, I have to try. Sometimes I do try it in training, sometimes it's kind of difficult because some of these players are very fast, you know. You see the way they run, you see the way they just dash from the defender and they are alone with the ball and face the keeper. So sometimes I do try to learn that, and if you see the way I played last season, it's not the way I'm playing this season. This season I work hard more than last season, because I know myself, even though nobody tells me, even the coach are saying it, the president are saying that I run more this season than last season, because last season I don't always wait for the ball to come for me, and I do.
But play more with your back to go.
Yeah, with the back to go. But now this season I have to run and run, I have to press and I have to tackle, to come back, to help and all that, you know. So getting more understanding to the game. So it's growing every day. So now I know what requires for me as a striker. Not only score the goal, because the defense have to start from the striker. You know? So I have to start the defending there. I have to press, I have to run, I have to fight and have more confidence. You know? So,
and I think this is probably something that a manager will appreciate that perhaps fans don't, is, okay, you've not got a lot of goals this season, but you're still an important part of that unit that like you say, you've got to defend from the front, you're fighting to get the ball back, to recycle possession when the team loses possession. And that's a crucial part of the game as well, goals, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes it didn't go out for me well, because sometimes I have to come back deep to help and all that. So it's difficult for me to to score goals, you know, because when we play with two strikers, you know, one always have to come back and support the midfield and all that. And the coach always wants me to return back because he feels I have the strength to come back and to go, and I have more tactics and discipline than the other striker. You know? So sometimes I really want to play top, you know, to get more opportunities and goals and all that. But I have to play to the goals so strong, you know. So not every fans want that. You know, the fans just want you to score goals and score goals, but they don't want to see the other part which you're doing. You know? So. If my coach is okay with the way I'm playing, so I'm okay, not the fans, you know. So.
And for yourself and your own attributes, what do you think is your best attribute to your game?
Well, like people always say, I'll say I'm a skillful striker, I'm strong, I can run, but I'm not that speedy striker like Samuel Eto'o, but I know I'm physical with the ball and it's difficult for you to get the ball from me when I'm with the ball, and I have good techniques too.
And that's something that you keep working on, is the technical ability, because sometimes you can, we've seen you in games turn on a sixpence almost and completely lose a defender.
Yeah, that's one of my great assets, you know, with the techniques, with the skills, and I'm strong too physically, and I can play with both legs and all that. So,
do you think that sometimes, because obviously there's a difference in the different leagues, having played in Norway, Italy, and here in Spain, and obviously back in your early days back in Nigeria, and obviously you watch a lot of Premier League football. One of the problems I think here sometimes is for, say, yourself and Alan Neon. Both big, physically strong players, powerful players, but you tend to suffer a lot from what I would say are harsh decisions from the referees, which you would perhaps, if you're in a 50-50 challenge with the shoulder, and you nudge a player off the ball in England or Northern Europe, you probably get away with it because the referee would think, well, that's a fair challenge for the ball. But here, it's almost like the slightest contact, because I've seen the look of pure exasperation on your face is to think, well, referee, that's a perfectly fair challenge. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, you know, in Spanish league, they play more with the balls and all that. So any little contact, the referee have to stop the game. You know, but in England, you see the referee; they don't care about that. Even in Italy, you know, you have to go more hard, and there's not a lot of contact, you know, and the referee don't whistle, you know. But here in Spain, because they play much with the ball and all that, everybody's moving and all that. So when you get a contact, the referee always blows. So it's okay, because the ref decision is final, you know. And for me, it's just to concentrate and keep on working and playing. And then when the ref sound his whistle, for me to stop, I'll stop.
It must be frustrating now.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating sometimes, you know, but there's nothing you can do about it because the referee controls the game, you know. So sometimes you have to protest against the referee and all that, to know that, yeah, this is just contact, there's nothing. You have to keep on working, you know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Just try to forget about it.
Yeah.
When you score your goals, you know, in celebration, usually if the corner flag's nearby, you run off to the corner flag and you point to the sky. What's the main significance of that? That's part of your belief, yeah?
Yeah, because I'm a Christian, I'm a born Catholic, and I believe so much in God. I believe everything I'm doing today is the grace of God, because I think I'm here today living my dreams. It's not because I know how to play, it's not because I'm so talented, it's because I have the opportunity and the grace. Because when I look back in Nigeria, we have so much players there, they are better than me, so skillful, but they don't have the opportunity I have today because I have luck in my career and the grace of God. So I believe in God too much. So anytime I score a goal, I run to the corner flag and I dedicate the goal to God, because I know I can't keep on running every day without him giving me strength and all that. That's my belief, because I believe so much in him. So it's not, I know it's not everybody that believes in God, but me, I so much believe in God.
And how important is your faith in your career? Do you put most things to your faith?
I always get back, talk to God, pray about everything I'm doing. Before I play games, even my teammates know, I go down with my two knees in the dressing room, in my jersey. I have to pray before I go inside the field of play. In the hotel, because I always stay with Alan Neum in my rooms and all that. Sometimes in the night, he will be complaining, because sometimes in the night, I will start praying and all that. He said he wants to sleep and all that. In a joking way, but
yeah,
not.
Yeah.
He said, hey, this man, you have to allow me to sleep, because I do wake up sometimes in the night and pray to God and all that, you know. Even though it's not working, I still believe in God, because I know that's my faith. That's what has been taking me from when I was childhood, and I will still do that in till I end my career, till I leave this earth.
So it's important to keep your faith in God, in yourself, in your family,
yeah,
in your teammates.
Yeah, I believe, you know. Yeah, that's my faith, because I can't play a game without praying to God. I can't wake up in the morning without saying thank you to God for giving me the grace to see a new day. I can't go to bed in the night and saying thank you, God, for all you have done in my life throughout the day, because so many will just go out and got accident and die. So many will just go out and something will happen to them and they passed away. But I go out in the morning and I come back, I feel it's God that guided me going and coming. So I do my prayers every day, and I so much believe in God. That's why every game I score, I dedicate it to God. Even though I didn't score, I still thank God, because I know He's the one who's been giving me grace.
Behind you all the time.
Yeah.
One of the questions we've got from the fans is that you've had, in your whole time here, you've had 5 managers, but for the last 2 seasons in the Primera, you've had 4 different managers. Has it been difficult to adapt to the different styles of the different managers? Because obviously each one has their own way of doing things, don't they?
Yeah, in the beginning it was difficult, you know, because you're playing under a manager and you get used to the system, then after they change the manager and the new one come, will bring his own system. And when it comes in the beginning, it's kind of difficult, but after some games, you have to adapt and all that. So that's how it is. As a professional, you just have to adapt to every manager that comes, because this is my job, you know. I have to do it well and well. If a manager comes today and he says, this is how you're going to play, I have to do it that way. If another manager comes, this is how you play, I have to do it that way. So that's how it is. This manager, he came, the one that was there before, he's playing with one striker, with one supporting striker. Then I have to play, I buy to that. Then the one that comes now is playing with 2 strikers. You just have to listen to tactics, discipline, that's all.
Of the different systems, because obviously 4-2-3-1 is perhaps one of the most commonly used systems, with the one striker, with the media punter or a second deeper striker between the attack and midfield. But Lucas Alcaraz is using a 4-4-2. You hear different strikers say, I prefer playing as the one striker with the support, or I prefer playing as part of a 2. Do you have any particular preference yourself, given your own attributes? Or?
No, me, I don't. Me, as a striker, I really want to play at the top, you know, because there's getting more opportunity to score goals and all that. But this coach is playing with 2 strikers, and he knows I can work hard and I can play to tactics instruction. That's why he wants me to always play behind the striker, you know. So, and I'm okay with that, because I can play as a supporting striker and I can play as a lone striker.
You don't mind, as long as you're in the team and you're there working hard.
Yeah, as long as the team wins the game and I work hard and give my best, that's all. As long as my manager I'm working with is happy with the way I play and I'm doing my best too, so I'm okay.
Now, with Nigeria, you've played for the junior teams and the under-20s, but you've yet to get a call for the full national team. Do you think you'll get a chance soon? Is it something that you think? Have you been in touch with the people that run the Nigerian team? Do they get in touch with you to see how you're doing, to sound you out about the chance to play? Or?
Well, I've played with the under-20, I've played with the under-23, but I've not gotten any opportunity to play with the first team. You know, I did well last season, and I believe they're going to call me, but they did not. This season too, I was doing well, and I believe they're going to call me. I've not got in touch with the coach and nobody and all that. You know, Nigeria is blessed with so many players, you know, so many good players and good strikers, you know. So, me, it's for me to just keep on working out here in my team, and I know I'll get my opportunity soon to represent the country, you know, because I know the coach is watching the Spanish league and he can see what I'm doing and all that. So, I just hope that one day he will give me a chance to come and prove myself, you know, because I know I'm doing well and I can give my best with the national team. It's my dream to play with the senior team, and I know I'll get that soon.
Just how much would it mean to be able to walk out with the national team colours on?
Yeah, it's every footballer's dream to play with his national team. I've played before there with the junior team, one with another 23, but I really want to play my team because that's my country. Putting on the jerseys, it's a big pressure for me. It's my life, you know, because standing there representing 150 million people is not easy, you know. So that's every footballer's dream.
And there's been some great players that have come from Nigeria to play all over the world, basically. We've seen Nigerian players playing in Europe, in different African leagues, in North America, in South America. There's been some truly great players. Is there any particular national icons that have been favourite players of yours from Nigeria?
Not really, because Nigeria, like I say, have a lot of players, you know. So everyone is working hard to be one of the best, you know. So I don't really talk much about that. I just keep on working on and when we get in contact, we just talk, and if not, just keep on working.
Keep on working. Now, you're still only 23. The amount of time you've been here at Granada and the career you've had so far, people would think you're perhaps older than you are, but you're still only 23, 24, just around the corner in June, and you've done so much in your career already. Looking ahead, what do you think your personal ambitions are for the road ahead in your career? Because you've still got a lot of career ahead of you, yeah?
Well, I would say I'm happy for where I am now, for what I've achieved now, and I think this is not my final stay, you know, because like I said, my dream is to play in the Premiership, to play one of the best team, and I have to keep on working out if I want that to happen, you know. So like I said, I'll keep on working out till the day I stop playing football, you know. I want to keep on working out. I want to play in one of the best team, and that's my dream, and I'll keep on working out from today till when I achieve my goal.
So it's keeping your aim high and keeping fighting for to get to those goals.
Yeah. One thing is keeping the aim high, and another thing is working towards it, you know. So I just have to keep it high and still working towards it, you know, work hard in the games, in the training and all that, and in matches, and now achieve it.
And that's all we've got time for now, unfortunately, Odion. I know you'd be glad to get home now because it's been a long old day today. Thank you for speaking with Inside Spanish Football and the English language Twitter for Granada CF. It's been an absolute pleasure, and all the best of luck for the rest of the season and looking ahead wherever football takes you in the future for the next few years ahead.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.